469560 through 469581, check number 469583 through 469630, warrants 8018, 8019, 8021, and 3 transfers, no journal entries.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. That's a warrant.
Is that hers also?
Yeah.
So it's check and a warrant.
It's just important. That warrant is done by credit cards and with the credit cards that have it.
Move to approve check number 469582 and warrant number 8020.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We have no previous meeting minutes, so we'll move on down the agenda to agreement for 2023 Dodge Durango Pursuit all-wheel drive SUV number 22-118 Sheriff.
Do you have it?
Oh, hang on a minute here. Sorry. What do you have?
Serve annual contribution.
I've got the same agenda, though. Was the proper agenda attached to your file?
We don't have the same agenda here.
I had to go print it. I didn't have one in my file. I had to
Yeah, this is last week's. Look at November 7th.
Can we make a copy of it?
That's all right. We can go from this.
Okay.
I need a copy to go from. Yeah, I need something.
I can run a couple of copies.
Okay, there's probably some out there.
I went upstairs and copied this off the wall because there wasn't any in here.
Thank you, okay. Commissioner.
Thank you.
Nick Plummer.
I've got one.
Here is
SURF annual contribution election.
Do we have any thoughts on changing or keeping it at the additional 4% of compensation? If I'm understanding, it's been this way since 2003, is that correct? So are we... Any discussion on changing it in any way or just leaving it how it's currently set?
I tried to do some checking to if we just, you know, dropped it the 1% for the number of employees and everything, but I didn't get very far. I wasn't at a SURF meeting to know when they robbed it. Can you tell me, Stephanie, when is their audit still good? They don't propose any changes.
Correct.
And they told the last I heard was it depended on the retirement rate.
Correct.
All
I'm going to select on the annual contribution election form that's in front of us. I'm going to select the first option of the county's current election will remain in effect during 2023 and label this Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A, which would keep the annual contribution election the same and remain in effect during 2023.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Cross Creek Subdivision Proposal Number 22-121, Roden Bridge. I have a letter dated November 10, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he approves the proposal as to form. This is a proposal between Capital Paving and Construction Contractor in Taney County.
I have no questions. You have any questions?
I don't.
No.
I move to approve the proposal from Cross Street Subdivision, Capital Pavement, file number 22-121RB.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Task order number 5, number 22-117, Roden Bridge. I have a letter dated November 10, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the task order as to form. Task order number 5 pertaining to the agreement dated February 3rd, 2020 by and between HDR Engineering Incorporated in Taney County and was renewed via amendments in 2021 and 2022.
So this is for us to be able to continue and try to let the Corps fix the roads that are raise
the elevation
on those roads.
Clevenger Cove, Happy Hollow, and Graham Clark to raise all three of those roads to reduce flooding. The Corps requires some kind of plans, quantities, calculations, so we'll have to go out and survey every one of them and develop plans for each one.
We've been working on this for a little while, haven't we?
Several years we've been trying to get a permit for this.
Two years.
Yeah. And Clevenger Cove is a little tricky because Sewer District just put in that new force main on the Big Bear project, so we're going to have to relocate some of that. So,
move to approve task order number 5, by and between HDR Engineering and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Rock Agreement Number 22-114, Roden Bridge. I've received received a letter dated November 10, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form.
Any questions? Move to
no.
approve. Go ahead. Move to approve rock agreement by and between Taney County and Clyde Lowrance.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Amendment number 2 to Food Service Agreement number 22-120, Sheriff.
Morning.
I have received a letter dated November 9, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the revised amendment as to form. This is an amendment to the food service agreement between Tiger Correctional Services Vendor and Taney County.
An 8.3% increase.
Correct.
Do you know if that's within the range of their contract allowed?
I didn't see the original contract that was signed in 2017, I believe.
We all know the cost of food is going up greatly.
Correct.
I think the question has been brought up, as they say it's going to be 8.3%. It's actually a little bit more than 8.3% of an increase. So, for example, instead of a dollar, just said 1.126, it's 1.16. That big of a difference? No, but it is more than what they're proposing when they say in the contract 8.3%. Do what, David?
In reviewing those numbers and those changes, I was trying to get a baseline of where they were making that 8.3 adjustment. It said overall, I don't know where they were stating that like average increase, because in this increase they have several different counts, and I did it per line on depending on the inmate count and the price per meal, and I presented to you, or I gave Nikki a breakout of those numbers to find where they were getting that 8.3, and I wasn't able to come up with it, and I don't know if they, where they got that 8.3, but when I was trying to get that 8.3, I got higher when the count was at over 100 inmate count for those meals.
It seems to appear to me that depending on the inmate count, it changes the...
Correct. So, but across the board, on all of them, it increased the same amount when I was doing my calculations. Each one was a certain dollar amount, or a set amount, I should say.
I've not looked at this in detail, but is cost per meal that they're bidding.
Correct.
So to me, it wouldn't matter if I've got 10 inmates or 900 inmates. The cost per meal So are you saying that their cost per meal went up more than the average went up more than 8.3?
I don't know where they would be considering that average at, because I don't know if you guys got the document.